You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the moment, I'm working on a series about the conditions of the hospitality industry, particularly focusing on sexual harassment. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to Chloe Ann King, who is an activist for low-wage workers, and is the spokesperson for a new hospitality workers union, Raise the Bar, and Jessica Buchanan, who is a part owner of Grand Central, a living wage bar in Ponsonby. We discussed a range of issues, such as the biggest problems with the culture of hospitality, whether sexual harassment is an employee-customer problem or an employee-employer-co-worker problem, and whether there is a support for those working in the hospitality industry at the moment. Here is the first half of my interview with them. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about the hospitality industry and the treatment of those that work in it. We're also going to be going into more detail about the way sexual harassment and sexual abuse exists in the industry and is dealt with by employers and unions and customers and everybody there. So just to start off, could you one by one each please begin by briefly explaining your role and history in the hospitality industry?
Well, I have been working in hospitality for about 12 years in New Zealand. Started out as a duty manager, and I've been at Grand Central now for 10 years as the general manager. And in the last couple of years, I have bought in, and I'm now one of the owners. And we are trying to instigate some change within the industry. And that's really it.
So my name is Chloe King, and I'm a workers' rights activist. I've been in the industry and for hospitality probably going on for like 12, 14 years. Kind of start losing count after a while. And I started getting really fed up with the way I was being treated. You know, it's a pretty hard industry. There's a lot of exploitation. So I got mad, taught myself employment law, started advocating for hospital workers and running personal grievances and just, you know, informing them of their basic rights. And then from there, I turned it into a campaign called Raise the Bar, which aims to raise the wages and working conditions of all hospital workers in our country.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you both for being here. What do you think are the biggest problems with the culture of hospitality right now?
Where do we start? Generally speaking, mass wage theft. A lot of employers are stealing their workers' holiday pay, underpaying them, docking breaks they never took, stuff like that. Massive issue.
It would really be, I think, again, hearing what employees are paying their staff is well below what it should be. We're a living wage employer. And it is doable. It is very doable. We're still, business is good. It benefits us to pay our employees well. You know, they stay with us longer. They're happier when they come to work. But that would be a really big issue, I think.
Why do you think the issues with wages and pay exist at the moment? Is it something that's developed over time, or is it something that's been in the industry forever?
I think that a lot of people look down on the hospitality industry. They don't treat it as work that should be paid well, but it's hard work and it takes a lot of training to be good at your job. And it's hard to find really good staff, and when you find them, you need to pay them well. And
I totally agree with Jess. I think that it is seen as or framed as unskilled work. When it's highly skilled, and you know, just over the time that I've been in the industry, the role and the demands on you have grown. You know, when I started like all those years ago, it was like you were just pulling pints and you know, waiting tables, which was still really hard mahi. But you know, now we're expected to be able to make cocktails, make barista level coffee, you know, be able to carry as many plates as humanly possible. Also, it's just the level of work we have to do. Like on a busy night, you can be like 10 deep and you're relentlessly serving and you don't get a break. You
know, the laws have changed around alcohol consumption. So there's so much more responsibility on our staff to work within those laws. And there's huge consequences if they mess up.
And I think that whole thing with breaks as well, I feel, is it often that some employers may not be giving like the correct amount of time that people should be taking while on a busy shift like that, honestly.
I mean, you can work a 15-12 hour shift without a break.
And it's just sort of expected, right?
Yeah. And if you complain, like, you're looking at maybe being fired on the spot because you're under the 90-day trial, or you'll face consequences, like maybe your shifts will get cut. So there's consequences for... There is a culture in the industry where we don't have really much union support. It is unregulated. So speaking up becomes very difficult, and employers have nearly all the power. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just moving on a little bit to talk a little bit about sexual harassment. Do you think that sexual harassment and mistreatment is an issue that faces the industry today?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Undoubtedly, it's structural and it's everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are people experiencing it? Like, how? I'm sorry, reword this. Like, what are... an employee is experiencing sexual harassment, where is it coming from?
From my experience, generally, it is from the customer.
Mm.
Customer is not understanding that your job is to be hospitable.
And to be nice.
And to be nice, and that is your job. And I think once you then mix in alcohol into it, unfortunately, they can take it a step too far and make it really uncomfortable for the staff.
It is rampant, and I have not talked to one female and male bartenders as well, like non-binary, who haven't had some kind of incident that they remember and it sticks with them, whether it's a guy like groping your ass, grabbing your boobs, just saying really awful shit to you as well. Just the comments about your body. And we had our first collective kind of organizing meeting for Raise the Bar, and every Wahine that came had horror story after horror story of men groping. One who, when she was 17 at the time, a regular customer basically said that she had to give him a blowjob or she would make sure she lost her job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah. Something that exists very, very much within the industry. So do you think that what is more often the case, do you think, sexual harassment between an employee and a customer, or an employee and another person in the company, such as a co-worker or employer, or is it sort of even?
From
depends on the
my
place.
Personal experience, it would definitely be more so from
customers. But what can people do about that with customers? Because what sort of responsibility, like, does anybody have to say, oh, you can't be doing that? Like, I feel like I'm a manager or a boss, go over to a customer and go, you can't say that, or you can't do that.
Yeah. That's where it has to come from. It comes from the employer needs to empower their staff by showing them that that's okay, by kind of helping them learn to do that, which is 100% what we do at Grand Central. If any of our staff come to us, and it has happened where somebody's been inappropriate, we will immediately remove them. Because if they're doing that to our staff, they're also being inappropriate to our customers. And you create the culture by allowing that to be okay. And once you empower your staff, then they feel okay to be like, nah, this isn't okay. And they can have doormen remove them. And that just, that passes on to other people.
Do you feel like some people working in hospitality may not feel that empowerment simply because you are signed up to be nice and you're signed up to be kind and hospitable, and you don't know where that line is, where you can actually say, sorry, I don't appreciate what you're doing, and I'm gonna go talk to my manager and ask them to leave. Do you think a lot of people feel scared to be in that position?
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with Jess, like, it is the employers that are in part creating this culture where, we earn our work is precarious anyway. We're very rarely guaranteed set hours or shifts. The pay is low. So we're already economically disadvantaged. Mm. So speaking out carries incredible risk. And for some people, it could result, and this is this might sound extreme, but it's not, it might result in homelessness. You don't know what position that person's in at all. So people are really disempowered in hospitality. And I mean, I used to work at Grand Central. It was about the only bar where I felt I could tell a customer to F off when they grabbed me or groped me. And that was perfectly endorsed and fine. But I very rarely ever worked at another bar where you felt empowered to step up and speak out. But we do know that when workers are empowered, they will speak out, because Hospo Voice, which is a union based in Melbourne that is organising hospital workers, has a campaign called Respect is the Rule. And heaps of bars got on board. So if the
if
the structure is there, and so many people spoke out, like, if the structure is there and you get, a campaign behind you, people will begin to speak out, and the culture is really shifting there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.